Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Teshin. We left off in the middle of Sif Dalid. We are on the top line of page 224. We did last time the Mechaber, we discussed the concept of a basis, and now we continue in the Ramah. The Ramah says, Va'oz afilu nital ha'isr misham asr l'taltel ha'kli. Once a kli becomes a basis, either because the muktzah that was placed on before Shabbos, you had in mind either to keep it on the whole Shabbos according to one shita, or to keep it on the beginning of Shabbos according to the other shita, but either way, even if the mukta item was removed from the buses, it is still remains usher to move the kli. Va'oz afilu nitel ha'isr misham usher l'taltel l'kli. De mi'achar shenasa buses l'davar ha'usher l'mikzas ha'shabbos. Once this item, this kli that was mutter, became a buses l'davar ha'usher for part of Shabbos, usher kol ha'shabbos kula becomes usher the entire Shabbos. V'chein b'chol mukta, and so too all cases of mukta. Once it's mukta for the beginning of Shabbos, it's usher for the rest of Shabbos. V'chein isa l'kamon simin shenyud, and so too we'll see later in Simon Shinyud. Im Odom Hiniyot Var Mukta al Shol Chaveiro. Let's say Ruvain places a mukta item on Shimon's kli. Lo amrina denasa basas l'davar ha'aser. We do not say that that mukta item placed on the heter item makes the heter item a basas. The ein adam oser shel chavero shalomidaito. One person cannot aser his friend's thing without his das. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Gimel. The oz afilu nito. We said in the Ramah, once it becomes a basas, even if the mukta goes off of it, it remains aser. Zekoi gama dea rishona. This is also going on the first shita. Da afilu hinicho el leknisa Shabbos. Even if it was only left on for the beginning of Shabbos, vinital achar kach, and then the mukta item was removed, it's still going to remain aser the whole Shabbos. Mikol mokom aser hakli kol haShabbos. According to the first shita, even if it was only there in the beginning of Shabbos, and then the mukta item comes off of it, the item that was mutter before has become aser the entire Shabbos. Sivkoton chavdalar v'chein b'chol mukta. So too every case of mukta, kigon groros v'tzimukim. For example, dried figs and dried grapes, shenis yabshu b'Shabbos, that dried out on Shabbos, v'nasu ru'uyim la'achila, and they became fit for eating in the middle of Shabbos, afilu hachi havu mukta l'chol ha'Shabbos. Still, they have a status of mukta the whole Shabbos, kevon d'iskatzoi l'ben ha'shmosho, since they were mukta, and inedible, as we'll see shortly, by ben ha'shmoshos, they're also the entire Shabbos. If kodon chav, hey, the last point we saw in the Ramah is, if one person puts a mukta item on someone else's thing, it does not make it a basis. V'afilu im hadvar mukta hu gam ken shel chavero. Even if Ruvain placed Shimon's mukta on Shimon's heter kli, it still will not make Shimon's kli on the bottom usser. Sivkotan chavav lo amrinan. Hainu demutri lo taltel hakli kishet tzorach lo achar shiyanar hamukta mimeno. By it not being a basis, what we basically mean it is that you'll be able to move the heter kli after you shake off the mukta item from it, as opposed to it being a basis, which would be even after the mukta item was removed, the heter kli remains aser the entire Shabbos. Sivkotan chav zayin, you can't aser someone else's item shlomidaito. Ach, however, says the Chafetz Chaim, im osa ken l'tovas chavero, if you were doing this as a favor for your friend, umin astam nichalei baze, and we assume that your friend was happy with what you did for him. Kigon, for example, shenotal Ruvain kli. Ruvain took a kli, vehemido mi bodyom tachas haner bebei Shimon. He placed this kli before Shabbos under the ner in the house of Shimon. Kidei sheyipo haner losocho, so the ner should fall into that kli, velo tiat leka, and it shouldn't burn his house down. V'nofel haner losocho kolim ben hashmashos, and in fact that's what happened, the ner fell into the kli before ben hashmashos. V'hoyo besocho ad achar ben hashmashos, the ner was in the kli, the entire ben hashmashos. So nases hakli basis lahaner. That kli that Ruvain placed there becomes a basis to the ner in Shimon's house. Va'asr l'taltelo kol haShabbos, and it is muksa and can't be moved the entire Shabbos. Af la'achar shenistalek haner, even after the candle is removed. Kain kasu harbe achronim, so writes many achronim. Huberach achayim mitzade, the derach achayim leans to say the imhoya bidaito l'salek achar kach hamuksa b'Shabbos. If when he placed the kli there, he had in mind to remove it on Shabbos, Nucha Litzorev Bazed Asa Yesh Omran Ala Bazed Lo Mikri Basas Klal. Then we can join together the Yesh Omram Shita that says it doesn't become a basas unless it's there the whole Shabbos, unless you planned on having it there the whole Shabbos. So the Derech HaChaim says that if when Reuven placed the Kli there in Shimon's house under the Nair, he had in mind to remove it in the middle of Shabbos, so then we could factor that in and it would not make it into a basas. If you look at note number 35, in the first part of the note, he discusses if a wife or the Bnei Beiso can make an item into a basis, or do we say, Ein Adam Oser Dover She'enu Shalo? Then basically the poskim come out that if it's something that a wife or the children have rights to, so then it's considered like theirs and they can make that clean into a basis. But then in the second paragraph he writes, V'gabi Yeshiva Bachrim, V'chein Chafetzim HaShayochim L'tzibur, items that belong to the public, Kigon shulchanos v'safsalim hanimtzom b'beis haknesses. For example, tables or benches that are found in shul or b'yeshiva. So das agonu this akrelot she'ein b'kocho shel adam yachid la'asoso basis. It is not in the power of one individual to make it a basis. Ula asrim alachayim and to ask on other people. V'chein das agonu shmul vazner she'ein bacher yeshiva yachol la'asor midin basis elas mitaso. A yeshiva bacher can aser the table in the base medrash as a basis. The only thing he can aser is his bed. Kevan shumush eles hilo l'shimusho. Since the bed is lent out to him for his use, avalo kelim she'enam yuchadim lo. But any kli that's not designated for him specifically, kagon shtender v'kadoma, a table, a shtender, that belongs to yeshiva for everyone to use, he cannot make that aser. One more note, note number 36. In this last case, when we discussed that Reuven puts the Kli under Shimon's Kli, under Shimon's Nair in Shimon's house, since Shimon would be happy with it, it does aser it. V'af b'ofen shahayu ha-baylam manichim dvar heter k'deish lo yeser ha-kli midin basis. Even though if Shimon would have known about it, Shimon would have put a dvar heter on the Kli as well to make it a basis, a davar ha-mutter, a davar ha-asra, and a davar ha-mutter would have been more chashiv. So why then would it aser? So says Rosh Shlomo Zalman still, Shahoel velo hayu kan, since Lemaisa, Shimon was not there, velo samu dvar heter, he never placed on the dvar heter, noach lohem gam bibasa zeh. Lemaisa is happy his house didn't burn down, so he's happy with the buses, even though it's true he would have done it a little differently, that wouldn't have made it a buses, but Lemaisa is happy the kli was under the candle, and therefore, says Rosh Shlomo Zalman, even if he would have done it differently, it still becomes a buses. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Hey, Hadulo shari elo lahatos ulana'er. That which we said earlier, that it's only permissible to tilt over the barrel to shake out the pillow. Dafka bitzarech loguf hachavis v'akar. That is specifically if you need the actual barrel itself or the pillow. Avalim tzarech lomakom hachavis v'akar. But if you need the place where the barrel is located or where the pillow is located, v'lo hispig lo ha'toya v'hanir. It's not enough for you just to tilt it over or to shake it out because you need the actual makom. You don't want the mukta landing in the place that you need. So then yochol ataltulam im ha'evin v'mamol shalem lefanos makomam. Then you are allowed to pick up the barrel with the stone on it, or pick up the pillow with the money on it, in order to clear out the place that you need. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chof Ches. Hadalo Shari, Asholchea Koy, this is going back from the beginning of Sif Dalet, the case where a person forgot the muktzah there, where you are allowed, and you need to shake it off. Because if you place it on a purpose, Harei Chavis Gufa Nasis Basis Muktzahu. In that case, like we just mentioned, then the Chavis already becomes a Basis and it is Muktzah. Sefkaton Chavtes Velo Hispiklo Ditzarech Sheyelo Oso Amokam Panu Lagamri. You need this place to be totally cleared out, and therefore it's not going to work for you just to shake it out. So then that is grounds to pick up the barrel and to move it to a different place. And that concludes Simen Tes Shin. Now we're going to begin Simen Shin Yud, Dinei Muktzah B'Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Sif Aleph, Eit She'tolim Bodogim, a piece of wood that they hang on a fish, Afal Pishu Mo'os, even though it's disgusting, Mutter L'Tatlo, you are allowed to move it. We paskin when it comes to muktzah machmas mios like Rabbi Shimon that is mutter. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Aleph, Eitz ze have a kli. This eitz is a kli, kevan shemiyuchad litlos dogim, since it is designated for hanging the fish, elo mishum de mo'is, de reicho ra, but since it's disgusting because it has a bad smell, have le Rabbi Yehuda muktzamach masmiyas, it is muktzah lefi Rabbi Yehuda, because of muktzamach masmiyas, vanan kaimalon k'Rabbi Shimon de Shari, we pass like Rabbi Shimon that it's mutter. If you look at note number one, he points out, Amnam, however, even though we're saying over here by Mutzamah Masmiyas, we hold it's mutter, Devaram Hamamusim Ma'od, things that are very mos, Kigon Grafsha Re'iva, Avet Shamir Aglav, like we discussed earlier, Kasav Elshin Echshavim Mutzamah Chasgufo, those are considered a very serious Mutzamah Mukumah Chasgufo, Vichomer Dinam Misham Mutzamah Chasmiyas, and they're more chomer than a regular case of muksa mach masmius shekevan shemuusim hey maod harehim kevin. Since they are very miastic, they are like a stone. So says note number one, even though we're passing over here like Rabbi Shimon, that muksa mach masmius is mutter, that if it's not so mius, but it's a graf shel rei, there we pass him that muksa mach masmius is going to be usher, it's like an evan. Again, there's a heter to move it for kavod abrios, but lemaisa, it would be a very serious level of muksa. Says the Mechaber Vaitis Abiz, Ein shum ochel talosh haroi la'achila muktzah l'shabbos. There is no food that is detached from the ground that's fit for eating that is muktzah on Shabbos. Ditmarum ushkedum ushar peros ha'ondim l'schora. Because when it comes to dates and almonds and other fruit that are omeid to be used for sales, mutter lechol mehem b'shabbos, you are allowed to eat from them on Shabbos. Va'afilu chitim shezroam bekarka, and even wheat that you planted in the ground, va'adayin lo eshrishu, and they didn't take root yet, ubeitzim shetachas ha'tanagolas, and eggs that are under the tanagolas, mutter l'talplom, these are allowed to be moved. V'chein tmarim halukutim kodim bishulam, and so too dates that were plucked before they were ripened, v'konsin osam b'salam, and you're entering them into baskets, v'heim misbashlim ve'aleihim, and they're going to ripen on their own. Mutter lechom mehem kodem bishulon. You are allowed to eat from them before they ripen. Avol. Grogros v'tzimukim shemanichin osam b'mukta liabsham. But when it comes to figs and raisins that you leave them out to dry in the mukta, which we'll see is the place behind the house where you leave things to dry, asurin b'shabbos mishum mukta, those are asur on Shabbos because of mukta, shehem masrichos kodem sheyisyabshu, because they become disgusting before they become dried out. The kevan sheyodea sheasrichu, since you know they're going to become masriach, hisiat aitum, and you take your mind off of them. The kevan deikatarti, and since there are two problems over there. Number one, dachinu biyadayim. You, by putting them in the muktzah, you push them off with your hands. And number two, velochazu, and they're not fit for achila, therefore have a muktzah. That's where we'll stop after the mechaber for today, but let's see the mishaburah sifkatan beis. There is no food that's not muktzah. The bedover she'ino ochel, something that is not food. Aflu Rabbi Shimon yesh muktzah lefamim. Even Rabbi Shimon, who in general doesn't hold the muktzah, there is sometimes a case where an item will be muktzah. Kegon, for example, muktzah machmas chesaron kis, like a case of something that's muktzah machmas chesaron kis. Ukmosha kosev esimin shinches sif aleph, like we saw in the beginning of esimin shinches. Vechein bedover she'ino kli, and so to an item that's not a kli, kegon mos utzroros avanim vekayotzi bezel, like money or pebbles or stones or similar things. Even Rabbi Shimon holds over there. There is a concept of muktzah. Sifkaton gimel, if they are talush, they're not muktzah, these foods. The bedover shayam mechubim b'odyom, because things that were attached to the ground from before Shabbos, gam kein l'kuli alma have a muktzah, that according to everyone would be muktzah. She'ein daitu alav me'esmo, because a person's mind was not on it from yesterday. V'ayim b'beis Yosef. Sivkotan dalud. If you put these food away for l'schora, they're still mutter to be eaten. Ti afagav da'onim l'schora, even though they're omei to be merchandise, to be sold, daitu aleim le'echo mehem keshiyutzah, his mind is on them, to eat from them if he wants. As opposed to what we said earlier, if a person has merchandise, let's say a srogim, that he's going to sell, so there we say it's going to be muktzah because he would never use them. But if you have these fruit that a person is going to sell them, but he would eat them, so then they are not considered muktzah. So if cotton, hey, va'afilu chitim shezron, even wheat that you planted, or beitzim that are under the tanagolas, are not muktzah. Rotzalomer, the afagad d'achinu biyadayim. Even though you push them off with your hands, milishtamish b'hem, from using them anymore, mikomakom still, kevon dechazion lelakton velecho lohoyu muktza. Since the maisa, they are fit to gather them up and to eat them, they are not considered muktza. Delukshiyu muktza bo'inot shnei pratim. Like we just saw in the Mechaber, in order to be muktza, we need two things. Number one, dechinu biyadayim. And number two, the velo chazu. So over here you would dachinu biyadayim, but they are chazu. Hu kumo shekasu besof asif, like we saw later, like we saw and we'll see later at the end of the sif. Sif katan vav bekarka, you place the wheat in the karka. Ve'ayim b'meiri shekasu, look in the meiri who writes, the dafka kishavu hayu hazroi madayim mechusim ba'afar. That which we say the wheat that you put in the karka is not mukta, it's dafka if it was not covered with dirt. Ve'ayim l'kamam besimin shinyun alef sif ches, v'meshavuru hashom sif katan chav zayim. Sivkot and Zion lo ashrishu, as long as it didn't take root, the ihishrishu. Because if the wheat that you planted already took root, hoya chayiv mishum oker dover me gidulo, then you would be chayiv because of oker dover me gidulo. Sivkoton ches ubeitzim shetachas hatanagolas. Rotzalomer shahoshiva tanagolas ala beitzim ibod yom. You place the tanagolas on the eggs from before Shabbos. Kedei lagadel afrochem, in order to produce afrochem chicks. Sivkoton tes kodem bishulon. So we said over here that so too when it comes to dates that you plucked before they were ripened, that afilu kishechnisu basalim, because even when you place them into baskets, adayin ika da'ochelu achi, there are still people that would eat them in that state. Masha'inkein begrogros v'tzimukim, which is not the case by the grogros v'tzimukim, kishehinichon liyavshon, when you put them down to dry out, v'nishtahu ma'at, and you waited a little bit, shuv einan ru'uyim la'achila ad she'is yavshu, they become inedible until they become dry. That's why growers is become more chomer than the case of the dates. The case of the dates, you would eat them even while they are drying. The Gemara says, "Dafka growers at simukim." It's dafka growers at simukim that become aser. Aval sha'are peiro shehelo legag liabshan. But other fruit that you brought to the roof to dry out, ein behem mishum muktza. They are not considered muktza. Dehem chazjon la'achila af kodem sheyis yapshu, because they are all fit for achila before they dry. Note number 7 points out that if a person is making pickles, so he puts cucumbers in a jar so they should become pickled over a few days, those items are not muktza because you can take them out and eat them at any time, a lower grade pickle or as cucumbers. Sivkotan yud, the growers at simukim, once you put them to muktza, they become usr. What is the muktza? Rechava shachare habotim kori muktza. It's the area, the open area behind the houses, that's called the muktza. V'afilu hayo'ochel min hanovim atshech hashecha, even if you were eating from the grapes until Shabbos started. V'hosir, and then you had leftovers, v'nicha m'muktza, and you put the leftovers in the muktza, ohelon lagag liabshon, or you brought them up to the roof to dry out, lasos osan tzimukim, to make them into raisins. Afilu hachi shem muktza aleihem, they still have the shem muktza upon them. Tehashta, because now, kevan dehinichon liabshon, once you place them out to dry, asach daite minayu, you have taken your mind off of them, and you have both things, you push them off with your hands, I put them out to dry, and they are not chazi anymore, so therefore they are muktza. Sivkotan yud alav have muktza, hainu afilu betutal asurim, means to say that they can't even be moved, to harei hen kaavonim va'ofer, these grogros et simukim, once they have those two requirements, they are like avonim and offer, and they are not even allowed to be moved. We will stop here and continue with the Ramo and Sibbeis and Mitzvah Hashem tomorrow.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.